Don't expect China to be importing a lot of U.S. ag products. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If U.S. agriculture is going to grow ag export volumes, it won't come from China. That's according to Jacob Shapiro, a geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker.
I don't think China's a viable market for U.S. agricultural producers in the long run. If you can make money off the Chinese, great. Laugh your way out of the bank. Make as much money as you can. But if you are thinking you're going to depend on that export market 3, 5, 10 years down the road, you are sorely mistaken. They don't want to import from us if they don't have to. They're looking for alternative sources. And as soon as they're a bit stronger, as soon as they can metabolize some of these economic issues they have, they won't be dealing with us anymore in general.
Shapiro spoke recently in South Dakota.
You might listen to all of that and say, Jacob, that makes my head hurt. I'm a little pessimistic about the United States. Let me also tell you that the United States has no problems that it does not have the resources to solve for itself, and that China would love to have our problems. China is not necessarily in a particularly good position themselves.
In fact, says Shapiro,
when we're thinking about the most important U.S. relationship going forward, it's not going to be China. It's our friends to the south in Mexico. And even the data shows us that actually Mexico overtook China last year as our biggest trade partner in general. In fact, the U.S.-Mexico trade relationship is the biggest bilateral trade relationship in the entire world.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.